Hello, and welcome to The Natural Life with Dr. Sam. Each week, I will be providing educational medical information on how your body functions and ways to take care of yourself naturally and holistically. Throughout our lives, we experience major hormonal transitions. For women, these are puberty, pregnancy, perimenopause, and/or menopause. For men, these are puberty and andropause. I would like to briefly talk about the last life hormonal transitions, perimenopause, menopause, and andropause, as these are not talked much about in the general public. Aging is a natural part of life, and with it comes a host of changes, some good and some bad. As we get older, we should learn about these changes and how to support our health during and after these transitions. What is perimenopause and menopause for women? Perimenopause is the time leading up to menopause. This time is also called the menopausal transition and can start occurring at different ages. It is often noticed in a woman's 40s, but it can start as early as mid-30s. Estrogen levels generally decline during perimenopause, but they do so in an irregular fashion. Therefore, women may experience a host of symptoms. Symptoms include irregular periods, hot flashes, sleep problems, mood swings, vaginal and bladder problems, and more. When a woman has stopped her period for 12 months, she has entered menopause. Estrogen and progesterone falls to very low levels, while testosterone naturally declines. Common symptoms of menopause are end of periods, vaginal dryness, depression, anxiety, weight gain, hair loss or thinning, fatigue, headaches, and more. Some women are fortunate and experience no or minimal symptoms, while others have significant discomfort. What is andropause for men? Unlike women, hormone levels do not change in an irregular fashion within a few years or months. Through aging, the level of testosterone in men will decrease, especially after the age of 30. This decrease is usually a very slow and gradual decline, decreasing 1 to 2% per year. Some men may experience symptoms from this decrease in testosterone, but symptoms are quite common in other health conditions, so measuring testosterone levels is important. Symptoms of andropause are thinning of hair, low sex drive, depression, weight gain, mood swings, and low energy. We can naturally support life's last hormonal transitions. For women, this is consuming a food intake that focuses on whole, unprocessed food with healthy oils and phytoestrogens, avoiding food triggers, getting regular physical activity, especially with weight bearing, supporting one's sleep. Some helpful products are Black Cohosh, Vitex, fish oils, and vitamin E. I am also a big fan on homeopathy. For men, consuming a food intake that focuses on whole, unprocessed food, with a large part being leafy greens and other vegetables and fruits, along with a good amount of protein and healthy oils. Getting regular physical activity. Some helpful products are zinc, L-arginine, yohimbe, tribulus, and saplemento. By living a whole balanced life and becoming aware, you can more easily prevent or minimize the impacts of life transitions. As always, I advise you to seek professional medical care to determine your own individualized plan. This has been The Natural Life with Dr. Sam, brought to you by KBMFLP Butte. As always, when it comes to your health, you reap what you sow. Until next time, best of health, Butte.